Welcome back. This is Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Bob Harris here along with Scott Sorum. And we're going to bring you a very special guest tonight. Her name is Jennifer Jelly. She is the executive director of the ALS organization for Minnesota and also North and South Dakota. She is covering three states, heads up the organization in our upper part of the Midwest. And she joins us right now. We're going to talk a little bit about this ice bucket challenge. Everything that you've been seeing on the Facebook pages lately, the Twitter, they're all over the place. Everybody's taking it. And we thought we'd get to Jennifer on to chat a little bit about it tonight here on KFGO. And thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, we talked about this on the air here, Scott and I did, probably about 10 days ago. I think it was just getting started, but it is really, really, like they say, a snowball rolling down a hill. But do you know who started all this?
Yeah, so it actually originally started in the golf community as a way to raise money for whatever charity, for your favorite charity. If you were challenged, you were to give it to your favorite charity. And then a young man in Boston by the name of Pete Frates, he's a former Boston College baseball captain. He's 29. He's been living with ALS for 2 years. And he decided to do this challenge, except he's wasn't mobile and cannot speak. So he sent it out via Facebook to some of his friends to support ALS, and it just caught on. It's a very grassroots, organic campaign that has just literally been marching across the country.
But when I first heard about it, I'm scratching my head, ice water?
Right.
Well, yeah. I guess it's no worse than the polar plunge they do during the winter months, you know?
I think this is actually a little easier, frankly.
But there have been some very, very unique ways that people have been doing this as well. First of all, let me ask you about how does this raise money for ALS?
Well, typically how the challenge works is once you've been challenged, you can either choose to dump a bucket of ice on your head or make a donation to your favorite ALS charity, or you can do both. And so what we have seen is most people are doing both. You know, we're seeing donations come in the door from $1 to tens of thousands of dollars. And it's pretty amazing to see this continue to go. And, you know, frankly, a lot of people don't want to dump a bucket of ice water on their head, so they choose to just make a donation. People have sliced and diced it many different ways, and there's not a wrong answer.
You know, before I go on with this, I should back up, and I apologize for this, because I know everybody has heard the term ALS, and I'm sure it's affected many people in this listening area, but maybe we should just go over for some of those who may not know what ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease is all about.
Well, and I'm glad you asked that, because, you know, that's one of the biggest points of this is awareness and educating people about what ALS is. ALS is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is clearly a bit of a mouthful. And as you mentioned, most people know it as Lou Gehrig's disease. He was diagnosed 75 years ago this summer. And it's a progressive disease of your central nervous system. So essentially what happens is your brain sends signals to your muscles to do the work, and those signals never get delivered. And so over a fairly short period of time, your muscles aren't being used, and so they atrophy or waste away, and making you lose that function. So most people with ALS will lose the ability to walk, use their hands, maybe talk, and eventually they will lose the ability to breathe because of their lung muscles being affected. Typically, people with ALS, after they've been diagnosed, live approximately 2 to 5 years. That's the average. We certainly do see some people that live longer, and unfortunately, we see people that don't make it that far. There is not a known cause of ALS. There is not a cure for ALS. There is currently one FDA-approved drug that can extend life just 1 to 2 months, so not nearly as effective as we'd like to see for a treatment option for people. It can be a very difficult diagnosis for somebody and their family, as it's a tough one to get through.
For some of the folks who may not know, but I'm sure many of you do, to the KFGO listening audience up here, last year we lost our farm director, Larry Risfit, to ALS. And it's, you know, a man up here was beloved by many, many people over the last 30, 35 years. He was on the radio station here. So this really hits home to a lot of us up here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, as I'm sure to a number of people up here in the upper Midwest and around the world, for that matter. Mm-hmm. And so this is why one of the reasons, too, why we wanted to get you on the air tonight. So the challenges have been going strong, but, I mean, there have been some really unique ways of getting people with this ice water thing. What's some of the more unique ones you've heard of?
Well, you know, there was one that floated around, it might have even been 2 weeks ago now, of a gentleman who climbed up on a giant cliff and had ice water dumped on him from a helicopter. And he was wearing a very attractive Speedo at the time. So that was an interesting one. We've seen Justin Timberlake and his band do it as a big group. We're starting to see a lot of big group activities. I was at one today where they did kind of a domino line of people doing it on top of each other. You know, I'm sure you likely have seen Jimmy Fallon do it. Former President Bush just did it yesterday or the day before, and everybody's kind of really taken their own spin on it. And I know you recently saw one today, correct? That was pretty interesting.
I just got a post today of Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters, and they actually did a mock-up of Stephen King's Carrie, and they reenacted the entire the prom scene at the end. Instead of Carrie getting the pig's blood dumped on her, she gets a bucket of ice water. And, I mean, it's the whole thing with cut-ins from the movie, and it's really, really good. And, you know, Dave Grohl, leave it to him to come up with something like that. And they challenged Stephen King, of all people, to take the challenge. So,
yeah, you can definitely entertain yourself for hours if you search on Facebook or Twitter with the Ice Bucket Challenge hashtag. You can find plenty of entertainment.
There's some people, though, I've seen that have gone really overboard. I mean, they've used Zambonis. I know there was one with a dump truck full of ice water.
Yeah, yep.
It can get kind of crazy. Folks, you don't have to go that far. You don't have to go that far.
Correct. But you can do it the old-fashioned way. We allow that.
Now, what about multiple challenges? Have people been doing this more than once?
Well, funny that you should say that. I recently did it for the second time, mainly because I've had so many people talk about it in my own network of friends and who literally wanted to be challenged. And I would hate for someone to go unchallenged. So if I need to, I'll do it every day if it means it's going to get us closer to a treatment and a cure for ALS.
This is Jennifer Jelly, by the way, if you just joined us. She is the executive director of the ALS organization for Minnesota, North Dakota, and also South Dakota. By the way, I also saw another very touching one today, and you had touched briefly about it, but it's a different one, where a young lady got on the was on the video, and she says, "I didn't get challenged, but I'm taking the ALS ice bucket," and she dumped the bucket on herself. And then she went over to a frail-looking man who was just by her side and was her father, who had ALS. And he mentioned, he was talking, a little difficult to understand, but it was printed out for us as well. And you heard that he was taking the challenge, and she dumped the ice on him. And, you know, he got a big smile on his face, but you could tell he was freezing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's gone down to that much where it's really almost turning into a tearjerker sometimes.
Well, absolutely. I mean, ALS is a tearjerker disease. I mean, because of how much it affects people and their families. And I think, you know, one of the things that we are most excited about with the attention this has gotten is that it is putting a spotlight on a community of people that so deserve to be recognized for what they're going through, and that we need to do something about this as a community. You know, an interesting statistic that I always like to talk about, you know, in our service areas, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, there's about, at any one given time, about 400 to 500 people living with ALS. Now, that's not a big number compared to a lot of other numbers, but what's very sobering about that number is that it always stays the same, because every week we see in our service area about 3 people that are diagnosed with the disease, and every week about 3 people die from the disease. Mm. So that number is, the mix of people in that number is constantly changing. and the number of lives that are being touched by ALS are growing exponentially.
You know, I'm going to ask you if this is average, but I mean, I've, in the last 20 years, I've known three people, I should say lost three people, friends of mine, colleagues, friends from the past who have fallen to ALS. Is that an average? I mean, do most people know more people than that? Is that about the average as far as what people who we might know who might have ALS?
You know, I can't tell you for sure if that's an average number. It's personally, I think that's too many. And, you know, there are a number of people that, you know, about half the population doesn't even know what ALS is. So that tells me that they haven't been touched by it or have known anybody living with it. Because if you know someone that is living with ALS, you don't forget that.
Right.
You just don't.
Does this, and I'm not saying it should, but I'm just curious, do you think this ice bucket challenge is going to go on for a while?
You know, I don't know. I'm really fascinated by this. Because it is a social media grassroots campaign, it's hard to tell how long it will go. I mean, eventually, clearly it will slow down and die out, but you can't, it's a campaign. You can't really force one way or the other. It's going to do what it does because it's all driven by our social media platforms. You know, it's gone on. It technically started at the end of July, about July 29th, out on the East Coast. And so it's been over 3 weeks, and I feel like we're really in the thick of it here in the Midwest right now, just based on our phone ringing at the office. So I would imagine that will taper off after time, but, you know, until then, we'll ride this out. You know, we're excited, you know, coming up in Fargo on September 6th, we have our Walk to Defeat ALS.
Oh, that's right.
So this is leading right up to that, which is really exciting.
By the way, I have a great idea. I don't know if we would do it here or maybe down in Minneapolis or something, but they should have like the world's biggest ice challenge setting, like maybe in the parking lot of Target Field or something, and put you guys in the world record book for most people taking the ice challenge.
I like it. I like it.
That'd be
You're
pretty cool.
You're going to get right on that? You're going to plan that?
I tell you what, if you guys do that, I'll come down.
I love it.
I'll be part of it.
I love it. I'll write you down.
Now, before I let you go, if people take the challenge, if they get challenged and they take the challenge, some people are going, well, where do I donate? You know, where do I send the money?
Well, if they want to donate online, so our website is ALSND, so the North Dakota initials, .org.
Okay.
So ALSND.org. And they'll get straight to our website. There's a donate button. Donors can designate if they want their dollars to go to research or programs and services. It's completely up to the donor. Or they can, on that same website, they can find their address if they'd like to mail us a check. Is also totally acceptable.
All right. Very good. And like I say, at the beginning of the interview, I heard that if you don't take the challenge, you're supposed to donate. But I understand that even if they do take it, they still send money, right?
That's really been the case, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So a huge thank you to any of your listeners that have done this challenge or made a donation. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
How far ahead of you are you now in your donations compared to last year at this time?
As of this morning, our organization is a national organization, so all of our chapters across the country, we were at $41.8 million.
Oh man!
Compared to $2.1 million in that same time period last year.
Well,
I mean, this is phenomenal.
As many people say, God bless America. Boy, I tell you what.
Amen to that.
Fantastic. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us tonight here on KFGO, and we'll maybe call you down the road here a few weeks from now, especially as we get closer to the walk coming up here, and we'll chat about that event and maybe a couple other things as the summer months start winding down here.
That would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Take care.
You too now. That's Jennifer Jelly, everybody, the executive director of the ALS organization for Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. And as always, this will be podcast at KFGO.com.